DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubble-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm James, that is Danny, I got Samantha over there, and we are joined by the cast of All Things Z.
Yeah.
Say hello, guys.
Hi. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
And all at once.
Everyone.
One, two, three, go.
So, we were supposed to have you guys on next week, but after we finished recording last week, Danny had to be a diva.
I like to think of myself as a decent husband.
I'm sorry, I was looking you in the eye. Dick. Gotta stop doing that. Fucking talent, man. Danny had a conflict of interest and essentially begged me, please try and get them on for next week because I won't be able to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Well,
and he walked away
he said,
sad. And
I'll see what I can do.
Then I jumped on and went, hey, David, can you guys maybe come on a week?
So thank you for adhering to my scheduling conflicts.
Thank
understood,
you. For
understood.
Us.
Say it right.
It's important Danny. Stuff.
Schedule.
Scheduling. Scheduling.
Fucking talent.
Really? I'm talent? That's sad.
You're acting like talent.
No. Sam told me to say it.
So, David, Austin, Tracy, you guys have been hella busy since we last talked to you.
Carmen, don't say hella.
What's been going on?
What has been going on? Well, so... we continue the grind of putting videos out consistently. We got to, let's see, what all has happened since we spoke? I think we've been to at least another convention. And then we were part, this is, look, we're getting classy now. We were a part of a short film festival.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
pinkies up, pinkies up.
Right? So I don't know that they'd actually ever seen any of our videos, but they asked, this local film festival asked us to submit one of our shorts to be viewed at this thing. And then they made the mistake of saying, hey, can you bring the puppets with you? And we did.
Well, they may not have asked for it, but they were subjected to it.
Yes, they did. They did. And I'd like you all, for those... in the listening audience and those of you who have with us who have watched our shows, Snark, Austin turned Snark on roughly 3 seconds before the film festival started and then stopped being Snark roughly 5 minutes after the festival ended. So that
nice.
Was exciting.
And nice. He was kind of MST3K-ing through the entire thing and I kept being like, shush. These people are sitting right here. You're making fun.
I can't
fun.
Control myself.
You really can't.
That's beautiful.
Oh, I wish I was there. That would have been great.
Missing out on all the fun.
Well, you guys probably have got a lot of problem with Austin anyway, since Snark is one of the featured people on the Rose City Comic Con banner and poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's famous.
Yes.
Using my likeness without my permission.
Went straight to his head.
Yeah.
How did
continues
that,
to, I swear.
How did that sudden thrust into stardom affect the rest of you?
Oh,
I mean, there was some jealousy. There were some like, you know, cell phones thrown on the ground. It was an ugly scene.
Some microaggressions.
Yeah,
very much, yes.
Snark's ego to an immense size.
But what I was asking is, David and Tracy, what did you guys do? I'm sure Austin threw the cell phone on the ground. And
No, I was...
A little passive vengeance.
Completely fine. You know, Austin's just a big jackass. That's fine. There's no animosity there.
I was mostly mad that we didn't get any, like, props from Rose City. So I was, like, going on every time they used us and, like, tagging us in the photo. Because I'm like, excuse you. Excuse you.
Now, how did that work? Did they contact you first? Or did they just...
Oh, no.
No.
So they just ran with the image.
I bet they probably have some type of agreement that's like, if you get your picture taken during the con, it's our use rights because we run the convention. But, you know, still, man, like, give me some props. Like, I'm out there.
Like, it would have cost them nothing to, like, tag us.
Yeah.
Well, if nothing else, you know what they say about publicity, you know, there really is no bad publicity. So at this point, people who go to the con are going to see Snark.
But that's the problem. Exactly. People see the picture, but they don't know what to attach it to. It's like, oh, there's a weird furry puppet.
But now people are going to be drawn to it more so than, well, the obvious awesomeness that they were before.
It just means I
got
to work my arse harder to get people's attention.
Work
out on the floor.
That ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Work that furry ass.
Right, orange monster has any trouble drawing attention.
That's fair. That's fair.
On all of those images. Comment on all of those images. If you want to know where the red monster's from,
At all things
that's
Z.
Pretty much what I did. Yeah, I would like put a link to the page, a link to the YouTube. Hey, look, guys, it's all things Z, my favorite.
Well, the cool thing is,
hashtag hands up your ass, you know.
Exactly that. Yes.
Well, the cool thing is that in a couple of weeks,
for Pete's sake.
In a couple of weeks, people are going to see Snark and go, "Oh, that's where that's from."
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
This year we're a little more like so when we met, I think it was last year as we all met. We were there actually technically at my wife's booth for her novels, but this year we actually went ahead and there's going to be our booth this year is really focused on puppets. So
nice.
We're gonna have a bunch of puppets there, and hopefully, lots of signage about all things Z.
What's your booth number? Do you guys know it yet?
It's 968.
968. Okay.
And that's the first booth I'm going when I get in on Saturday.
No shit, me too. Well, I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I might go Friday too. So.
David has been working tirelessly to prepare a whole bunch of creatures for sale that he's going to be bringing along. Like, he's just been lasered in on this for months. So,
oh, for sale. I might buy one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we will definitely have puppets for sale.
So. And I'm going to let you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I can't afford it. My dumb ass bought my Comic-Con pass.
But if you could, you'd love it.
Yeah,
I would.
You send me mine.
Samantha has spoken.
We talked at one point about doing likeness puppets of you guys, which is still on the table.
Yes, please. Yes, and we totally would. Actually, Danny and I were talking last week. Since he and I are in Portland, we have got to make a road trip down.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be part of the All Things Z in some capacity.
Yeah. Yes.
Even if it's just sock puppets.
Totally.
Snark socks. Man, not another sock puppet.
So many puppets.
we can... voice.
This can all be arranged.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we just we have to find time in our schedules and then match it up with yours. Scheduling's always a pain in the ass, but I think we can work something out before the end of the year.
Have your people call our people and we'll figure it out.
Okay, first we have to get people.
Yeah, we need people.
I mean,
do you know how to get people?
When we say our people,
we mean
us.
Oh. Damn it.
I guess my dogs could call you, but that wouldn't be a very productive meeting.
No, probably not.
If you Skyped, though, we could see cute puppies with video. So that would be
awesome. I have zero problem with that.
And Sam got some pretty cute puppies.
They are. So there you go.
Double plus win.
Everyone's happy.
Yay! Well, that's the show. Thank you very much.
David, I want to talk about, really quick, I've noticed you've been posting a lot of sort of in-process making of puppets. Are those puppets you're making for the con, or are you just, like, doing new tutorials?
No, those are all for the con. So it's all them, all the time.
That's cool, because I got my eye on that troll.
Noise. Very fitting for your personality.
The troublemaking troll is awesome.
So the troll, we're actually going to be making a ton of those because we have a storyline that we're going to be picking back up on here in the probably the next couple of months.
The internet troll's coming back?
Yeah, and there'll be
yes!
a lot of, there's going to be many,
army.
Many internet trolls. So I'm basically just making a lot of them, and what I don't sell at Comic-Con will then become part of the cast for this storyline.
Nice.
So, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yep. But no, I think most of the stuff that's on Instagram right now is all stuff that's going for Comic-Con. So
you guys are really entering con season now too. You've got Rose City. Doesn't Eugene have a con here coming up too?
They just canceled it. They were supposed
what?
To. Yes.
Did you forget to tell the rest of the crew?
I'm so sad.
I just found out.
Oh, by the way, guys.
While we're on the show,
I don't know what happened, but there was an email that went out to those of us who were attendees last year, like who were at the con, working there, that said, "Hey, it was really cryptic. They didn't go into details, but they said that they were not going to be doing the con this year."
Okay, I'm going to start doing some sleuthing because I'm feeling nosy and I want to know what the hell happened.
Do it.
Something happened.
You can't put a mystery in front of crazy.
You can't. I have to know.
Sniff out that information.
I would say best guesses off the top of my head is they weren't getting the attendance numbers, or the venue where they were going to have it was going to like raise the rates and they couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
You know, the attendance was actually really like I went to the Eugene Comic Con like way back in the day when they first tried to have it, and it was like one little tiny side hall, and it was really sad. And then they like canceled it for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And then they brought it back like 3 or 4 years ago, and it seems to have been getting bigger and bigger. So I'm wondering if maybe there was some kind of something happened.
Because I remember we went and we tried to get. I'm thinking of the Asian celebration when we tried to get food and their lines were just ridiculous. But I think it's just getting too big for the venue, and that maybe they don't want to put the fairgrounds through it. I don't know.
Lame sauce. That's my opinion. That's lame sauce.
It could be, or, and this is just top of my head, they can't handle the stardom that is Snark.
That's legitimate. That's
as soon as
concern.
His stank is on the scene, it's just
right?
It's all
it's
over.
Truth. Out of control. Truth. Like the fangirls. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's actually really funny. So I mean, Snark has kind of really ingrained that himself into just about everything we do. Generally, if there's any kind of thing that we do, Snark is sort of the standout. So we did a film. A 72-hour horror film festival a few years ago, and Snark won an award for that.
Yes!
Generally,
tell them the award.
Award-winning hair!
He won best hair.
I mean, you know, when you're completely covered in fur, that's not a hard award to win there, Snark.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, I just appreciate some recognition, okay? And whatever little penance it is.
Oh, look at me. My name is Snark. I get recognition for something that I have no control over. It's just
Look at Dante. I'm so broody and moody that I have to stomp all over other people's hopes and dreams.
Oh, look at me. My name is Snark. I shit all over everybody else's dreams by tramping into
I'm
the middle.
I'm just going
to
let him go.
Show is it? It's mine,
that's what
not
we're
yours,
supposed
you
to
jerk.
Do.
You see? Do you see? Do you
Brand
see?
Together, buddy.
Do you see what I deal with?
So beautiful.
This is why we have you guys on. You make our job so much easier. We just let you go.
We're just like, and sit back.
Light the fuse and watch the show.
It was just, hey, all like, things Z like is on today. We can just chill.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to have like a squirt bottle when we're doing filming because those two will like spiral and I'll be like, okay, whoa, I want to get out of here in less than 5 hours.
I feel like
boys.
This is
Come
how
on.
Samantha deals with us.
Yeah, but she hits us with, you know, Menstrata, and it, you know,
you get a tampoon to the head, and
it's
all
more
over.
Than slight irritation. It's like, ew.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Just like funk with a little splat.
Oh.
I always thought it sounded like, you know, the door stopper that you flick with some wetness to it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that, but no. I always imagined it sounded very much like throwing 5 or 6 slices of bologna against a wall.
I can actually imagine what that sounds like.
Right? See?
Well, as it happens, we have the bologna.
Oh, see, what you really
Who's
need
got
is
the Foley work? Come on.
A big pot of macaroni and cheese. And stir it moderately aggressively.
No.
Don't eat so fast, you'll choke!
Stop.
I just kind of thought that was the sound of Menstrata running.
Moisture.
What was it? Hawkward?
Hawkward.
Hawkward.
That's
Hawkward.
Love it.
Trademark it. That's your subtitle.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna bookmark podcast. That later. Super though. Hawkward.
Bookmark yeah, all these yeah. sound effects.
Wow. Did anyone see the cliff that we just went off?
No, but I'd like to remind everybody, y'all volunteered for this.
We sure did.
So, okay, you've got Rose City coming up. Do you guys have yep. any other cons you're heading for this year? Or is this, like, the be-all, end-all for 2019?
Well, in terms of, like, our actual probably heavy-duty involvement where we'll be there for the entire con, I think this will be it since UConn yep. was canceled. But, I mean, we generally will be down. We will generally be at usually Walker Stalker if they're having it, as well as Wizard World. Con.
Wizard World.
So, but yeah, in terms of like us heavily involved with it, this will be the big one for us this year. Unfortunately,
we are actually hoping to do that 72-hour horror film festival again potentially.
That's so a great. Hoping, so I'm Snark gets another award.
Yeah, so he gets yeah, another one.
Well,
attendance
whatever gets
award.
Us the subs, right? We'll take it.
He showed up.
I will
give
him out to get subs.
Right?
There's nothing wrong with
well,
giving yourself out.
I'm hoping Penny gets Scream Queen this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, that would be an award.
Did I just turn good. Austin on? That was weird.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Scream Queen.
Well, Penny and Snark have kind of a thing going on, so...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Sam, calm down.
It's okay,
don't hurt
Sam,
anybody.
We know where Snark's heart really lies.
It's this weird on-off love-hate relationship where, you know, like where two people orbit each other and they just like, you know...
It's like some bad rom-com. It's real bad. It's,
yeah,
it's
they're like, bad. Love to hate each other, but then eventually they're like, I can't help but... Yeah, it's like
there
that.
You go.
Was
that
your
O just
sound?
Like that.
Oh.
Can't get her face ready.
Again, awkward.
Yes. Married, and then Snark leaves me. Oh, yeah.
Look, Sam, all I'm saying is that it's still a possibility. You get him at the right time. Penny who? Well, it's all I'm saying.
I think all she has to do is talk to him, and that's
it. That's it.
So you're right? Saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
I'm yes. sorry. I just have a thing for monsters. I don't. It's just the way things are.
Have you met Menstrata?
It's also a proximity thing. Seriously. Because, like, you know, long distance relationships are hard.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't know.
I accept that. I just want you to be happy.
It's okay, Sam.
If you keep sending Snark, if you keep doing the naked plays and inviting Snark, though, I think, you know, the scales could tip.
Just all saying.
Right. Oh, God, am I going to have to
it's
do
all, about it's all about persistence. It's all about persistence.
Well, he did say that he likes monsters, and Sam is, yeah. like, the penultimate monster.
Totally.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's nothing scarier than Menstrata.
Is this kind of redefining my definition of monster experience?
It could be.
Possibly.
She will open your eyes, Snark.
Oh, boy.
And sew your mouth shut if you're careful.
Yeah, so they don't ever close.
That would be the you gotta open. Oh!
The one hidden by the award-winning hair.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Lovely.
Well, I gotta say, yeah. you guys' episodes have been getting better and better. Each episode, the stories. I mean, you guys are really. I think you're really finding your flow as far as your writing goes.
Thank you.
The situations you come up with. You guys had an episode a few weeks back that I just had me in stitches, and it was Dante in his bunker because of the zombie deer.
Yeah.
Oh, the zombie deer.
And Snark yeah. was trying to lure him out with cookies and everything, and he finally got Golden Girl cereal.
Yes!
Which, for some reason, never fails.
Not gonna lie, dude.
Dante it's got this weird thing with Betty White. It's unhealthy. Actually.
There's nothing weird about having a thing for Betty White.
And we need to get All Things Z and Big Jim together.
I think that that would be like crossing the streams.
That might be a death match, but you know.
Never cross the streams.
Well, it's funny that you guys have such a thing about
total
the Golden
protonic
Girls.
Protonic reversal.
Because actually, it's funny. When I go to the gym and I leave the gym, I got this tank top that has the Golden Girls on the front of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you hit on the Golden Girls while I
I fucking wish. If Betty White was at my gym, I'm not going to lie. I would be at the machine next to her and be like, hey, you want me to spot you?
Betty White, and she's like got heavier weights than you do.
Oh man,
she probably does. She is the only person on the internet that Chuck Norris is genuinely afraid of.
Oh wait, no, Estelle Getty has a workout video. Then you can just compare your performance to Estelle Getty.
Fuck yeah, it's Sophia for the win, dude.
Yes, she does.
It's a little bizarre.
That is awesome. Well, you need to link that
to me. I am so going
to
hunt that down.
Dude, fuck real.
Estelle Getty work. Oh! 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 God!
Can't unsee. You will never be more aroused.
Yes, you will.
Estelle Getty was the youngest of all the Golden Girls.
I know!
Yeah, and she was playing the mom.
Yeah, she was playing Sophia.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, she kind of just looked older.
She did.
Like a lot.
She had a tough life.
She's so tiny. She's so little.
Gotta love
like
that one.
She's like Polly Pocket.
Yes. Only full of piss and vinegar. It was great.
Right?
Yeah. Pasta.
Picture it. Sicily, 1922.
See, it's so nice to meet other people who have marathoned the ever-living shit out of Golden Girls. You understand me.
So I watched the Golden Girls when it was a new thing, like my
it was popular.
Grandpa.
Not, right? I'm old. But I never watched
I'm
it
with you, brother.
Right?
Solidarity.
Much past then. And then we started this subplot of Dante being sexually attracted to Betty White. And so, like, I felt responsible to, like, learn a lot because it would come up from time to time because about 50% of our episodes are improv'd
right.
And about 50% are scripted. And so on the improv stuff, you never know what's going to come up. So if there's something that Dante needs to be a big fan of, I have to understand it really well.
Yeah.
And so the amount of time I have put in and destroying my Google search history with Golden Girls. in the early
90s. I wouldn't 90s, say destroying.
Well, Tracy, there's an early 90s porn Golden Girls parody that I...
Oh, no!
That he watched every
committed
scene.
To memory.
No,
multiple
I
times.
I just said I clicked on it, so...
There was talk of divorce after that.
Right? But yeah, so the amount of trivia... I like the Golden Girls, but maybe not... Not like that.
No,
but
honey, I swear it's for the show. I'm just watching this for the show.
And you know what's funny, though?
It's just for research.
It's funny because it's one of those shows where it's like, I was with you. I watched it when it was a new show. I was really young, though, and I didn't quite know what the fuck I was watching. And it wasn't until I got older and I got laid off for 3 months and they were marathoning the Golden Girls all day, every day, for like 2 months. And so I literally watched from episode 1 all the way through Golden Palace because I had nothing better to do than to sit on my ass and watch Golden Girls. And by the end of it, I was like, I fucking love this show. This shit is
and
my
he watched,
jam.
He watched every episode without pants on.
Really did.
I mean, is there a different way to watch Golden Girls?
No,
thank you.
That's the only way.
Thank you. Fucking James. That
you have to have full pants and a cheesecake.
Oh, fuck yeah. Not going to lie, I did gain weight from my cheesecake infatuation there afterwards.
Okay. Cheesecake's not for eating.
The cast would love you all the same.
So did you guys, so we did a series of episodes that was based on Groundhog's Day. So Dante does something really awful and then gets stuck in a time loop where he keeps reliving the same day over and over again.
Yeah.
But because we couldn't just do that, we also then based each episode was a repeat of the same day with slightly different things, but each episode was based on a different sitcom from the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And we did one that was Golden Girls inspired.
Of course you did.
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't
and three is Company, and I think there was like a brief like
Mork and Mindy,
that one,
and then go in the Wonder Years. But
yep.
So,
nice. But yeah,
going forward, what do you guys envision? I mean, what's the next big storyline for everyone?
Well, something's happening to Phil.
Yeah. So
not Phil. No.
There's a character named Phil, and he may or may not have been possessed by a demon that's turning him into a cookie monster.
Nice. So, nice.
So there's that storyline, and then we're gonna pick back up with the trolls. There's a character named Anonymous the Troll, who occasionally comes in and causes some chaos in their lives. And there's a bigger, longer storyline that we kind of have had sitting in the back of our minds for a while that we've never filmed, and so we're getting ready to do that. So I'm thinking we'll do this cookie. He's called the Cookie Monger. We'll do the Cookie Monger episodes, and then once we get through those, then Anonymous will come in. Part of the thing with Anonymous is we have to have a lot of trolls to finish that storyline up, and that takes a lot of time per puppet.
He's been
very
occupied building all the other puppets that he's trying to get out the door.
Danny, right. I foresee us being trolls in the future.
Yeah. It's very. I was when you guys were talking about coming down. I was getting ready to say, actually, you know, we are going to need many hands in the near future to make light work. So,
trolls.
Well, right. As it happens, I have two hands.
I happen to have two as well.
Oh, well, there's some right there.
There's
perfect.
Four trolls, potentially.
That's right. So, but I think those are the big ones. And then after that, we're kind of, we are not good about, in fact, I was just thinking about this the other day. We're not great about planning stuff out. I'm not great about planning stuff out.
We don't do the long game so much. It's more the short game.
Yeah.
Because we're so consumed by the rest of our lives trying to be normal people that it's hard to, you know, plan this type of stuff out. But
yes,
the algorithm demands it.
Just remember, right. Putt-putt golf is still golfing.
That's right.
Yeah. All about the short game.
I feel like Austin just came up with a new character. The algorithm.
He's an enemy that has existed in their world for some time, just not physical form.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I do got to give you kudos for your one-off episodes as well as your long-form stories. You had an episode, and I forget the characters' names, but Dante was out of town, and so you had
Tommy and Phil.
Tom yeah,
and Phil. Other yeah. monster they, character, the blue guy.
Yeah, yeah, he was yeah. kind. He's kind of like a Tommy Chong kind of character.
Uh-huh.
Just really,
right.
really,
right.
really furry. But the whole episode is them trying not to screw up the episode, which they inevitably do.
Yeah. And, well, and that's one of our improv pieces. So
now,
we were just like, what puppets do we have? Okay, do a little bit with that one. Oh, get the box down. Let's do a bit with that one.
Yeah. My wife doesn't just laugh easily, but she was crying with that episode.
Oh, thank you.
It's she loved it.
Awesome.
She said yeah. it was like watching me and Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
I think, you know, I think was maybe a bit of a take even on sort of like our early process, which was, okay, yeah. I don't know what we're doing. Let's just keep pushing until something happens. And so, yeah. But yeah,
essentially, that's right. all we do.
Yeah, that's every wow. episode.
Yeah, seriously. I come in here, and honestly, I usually am pretty scatterbrained because of work. And then when I get sat down, it's like, okay, now we're talking. Let's see. What are we talking about? I don't fucking know.
I got to say, for the past few weeks, it's been a struggle each Monday coming out. Okay, what are we going to talk about? And it's 9 times out of 10, it's we crack the mics and whatever dribbles out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we go with.
We're like, 3, 2, 1, and verbal diarrhea.
I mean, it's I'm thankful that I've got these guys well. To bounce stuff off of. Because otherwise, the last few weeks, the podcast would have been so...
It's been really heavy.
Shit sucks, yo.
Yeah. Well, the last 2 weeks have been really heavy, but we really had to address a lot of stuff happening in the world. But, I mean, we'll get off on just pop culture stuff. And
that's
literally,
an hour.
It's like we don't know until we crack the mics what we're going to talk about. Last 2 weeks, we kind of did, but...
Yeah, that was only because I think we had like maybe 4 or 5 minutes prior to hitting record that we were like, so we should bring up this and this. And it's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Last 2 weeks, because of all the just the shitstorm in the country, yeah, and how it's affected my real work life,
mm-hmm,
and just the strain it's put on me, and how it's affected like all these little things that I do that are my career, kind of bled into this. And Samantha and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago where we talked about it. And then last week when Danny came back and Bryce was on as well, which, by the way, he sends his apologies. He really wanted to be on with us, but something about having to work. See, here's what I think it is. I think Bryce is intimidated by Dante.
That's okay.
I really think Bryce is intimidated by Dante. I think that's he gets along great with Snark and everyone else, but Dante,
yeah,
I think he sees something in Dante that makes him feel less than.
Well, you know,
at least there's one person that feels that way about Dante.
I was waiting for it.
What's really funny is I think, as much as I love all the characters, I think Dante is the one I identify with the most, because he really is like the ringleader. And it's like he's trying to corral everyone. And I feel like that on this show because, I mean, Samantha is such a personality. She's got so much going on. I still don't know why she does this show.
Me neither.
Danny is a force of nature with things. And there's episodes where it's like, why is this guy doing this show when he should be doing something bigger?
Oh,
I would never
shucks.
Tell him that to his face because he's a shit.
Damn it.
You just did. Thank you.
Don't worry. In 5 minutes, he'll forget it.
Huh?
But, I mean, I identify with Dante because I feel like that's the same thing he's trying to do. He's so scatterbrained with all the stuff going on in his life, and he's trying to do the show. And here's all these outside forces trying to interfere on just the one thing he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I think – so as we kind of, like, started the show and we're developing those characters, you know, I it's interesting. That's kind of the – I think where some of the Muppets come into play as we were kind of developing our ideas in show, and that, you know, Kermit the Frog on the Muppet Show was sort of that cohesion that held this kind of huge group of wild characters under control. And so, you know, as we were developing those characters, it was sort of like, it'd be interesting if Kermit couldn't do that. Like if that was the role he was assigned to play, but he couldn't. And so that's sort of kind of some of the direction that we take with Dante is just, you know, he's got all these ideas and all these hopes and dreams, but because he lives in a world where he can't make a lot of money and it's going from thing to thing to thing, he can't really focus himself on what those goals are and really be successful. And so so that's it.
So it's you know, like
he's the slave to it.
To me, I think the funniest thing to me is Dante – He's trying to set himself up as the Kermit, but it really feels like Snark is doing it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Snark has no interest in doing it. He just wants to do, you know, his Snark thing, and he ends up really saving everyone's bacon, it feels like.
And I think we actually talked about that at one point, how the roles have kind of reversed, because at the very yep. beginning, Snark was very much like the complete chaos agent. And then, I don't know, maybe like a year in, the puppeteers changed and Austin took over Snark, and slowly, because Austin is such a supportive, empathetic person, he sort of kind of molded Snark into this like semi shepherd to kind of help Dante, who is such a scatterbrain that he can't figure out what the hell he wants to do.
Yeah.
So it's okay, Tracy, you can say fuck
a while back.
Yeah. English is the agreed upon language for this podcast. Feel free to let loose like a sailor.
You're not going Thank to you. Offend anyone here.
Fuck no.
But yeah, no, I think that is, you know, and it's kind of interesting too, because we've kind of gone, I think part of the reason we did that Dante gets stuck in a time loop storyline was because we did that. We kind of made this change where Dante sort of played this frenetic, broken kind of character, and Snark took on that more voice of reason in some ways. And it got us to this trajectory where I started to feel like, gosh, I got to rein him in somehow, because it's getting to the point where he's just being ridiculous. And we wanted to try to keep it in some form of like, you know, like this is how a person.
We didn't want him to become unlikable, which he was sort of kind of careening towards because he was so self-centered and so like kind of self-destructive that we're like, whoa, hold on, Dante.
So we brought this storyline to kind of bring him back a little closer to center. And but yeah, most definitely he is just this poor guy that just can't quite get it together. And I think part of the reason that I like that idea is because I think there's a lot of us that maybe see a little bit of ourselves in that, which is there's all these things that we want to do and want to be accomplishing in the world, but because of these external forces in our lives, it keeps us from being able to reach that potential. So, but he's definitely, I think, probably the more neurotic, screwed up part of me. So
I like it. Well, that's why I like him.
Yeah, no shit. Kind of speaks to the core of, you know, most of us.
So let me ask, as far, because we talked a little about Snark and Penny. Is Dante, is there ever a chance he's going to find love?
You know, so he's in love with...
Long pause.
Cleo. So, and Cleo's a pretty hard act to follow. We don't get into this a ton in the show because it really hasn't come up. But, I mean, Cleo... she's a burlesque dancer, but she is a burlesque dancer to pay for, medical school. So she's this,
using her anatomy to get through school. Gotcha. Okay.
Right. So
using her anatomy to learn about anatomy.
Exactly.
Double plus win.
But you know, it's pretty hard for him to find anything better. I don't think Cleo's ever going to really fully go, hey, Dante, you're the lovable loser I'm looking for. So,
well, and because she's a woman of class.
Hope. There's the will naturally. They won't they.
Yeah. Well, and actually, Cleo has a boyfriend, which we never see on the show. His name is Aaron.
Aaron.
But
if cock-whacking bastard.
But if Aaron ever actually shows up on the show,
please tell me that's his voice, because that's awesome.
Aaron looks identical to Dante. He just he's the version of Dante that's not a loser.
Yeah, we referred to him at some point as Proto Dante, didn't we?
Yes. Yes.
That was. It's hopefully going to be kind of the gag is that, you know, they'll be kind of introduced like two wild animals into a cage and he'll be like, you look almost exactly like me. What the hell?
So handsome.
I understand why Cleo goes for him. He's a good looking guy, don't you think, Snark?
I'm so just, I prefer monsters, man. I don't have an opinion there.
So Aaron is essentially what Dante could be if he was less neurotic and cleaned up his act.
Pretty much, yeah.
Gotcha.
and was also kind of a douche, because that's kind of the he's kind of a like a dude bro kind of.
Oh,
like,
a douche canoe. Gotcha.
Yeah, yes. That kind.
So sup, bro?
Going down the river of shithead.
If he was like a cool asshole.
Yes.
All right.
Instead of just an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've been talking all of this time about all the main characters that we've seen, but we haven't made one mention of the new character that we introduced, Terry.
Oh, that's right.
Tell us about Terry.
I would get brought up. I'm feeling a little bit offended that I hadn't been brought up yet. Thanks. I'm a ninja.
Sorry. So Austin, do you wanna Austin and Tracy, do you wanna lead us into Terry?
Tell us all about Terry.
Terry is Snark's daughter. So I would have to look for what episode it is when it's first introduced, but Snark had a pet turtle that he found and basically just raised it for a while, and then at one point we decided we were going to move to using a full size puppet to represent it, and so we developed a storyline where she had eaten a piece of pizza that had been under the couch for way too long, and somehow this instilled upon her the ability to grow puppet-sized and have cool skills like being a ninja.
Nice.
She was originally a hand, like a little tiny, like fingery hand puppet that was given to me as like a Christmas gift. And I was like, look at this adorable tiny little turtle puppet. We need to use it. And so there's like an episode where she's like walking on the keyboard and you see this itty bitty tiny little turtle puppet. And then David was building a turtle puppet. And I was like, you know what? That could be the turtle grown up. And he was like, holy shit, you're right. And so we decided to roll with it. And basically, Dante finagles her into ninjutsu classes, because he wants to have
a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Of course he does.
Damn so, right.
So fact, that's Terry. Terry decides she wants to be a beauty vlogger on YouTube. Yes.
Damn it. Yes. Swing and a miss.
So the first episode she appears in is called TMNT Terry.
Nice.
So
TMNT Terry.
TMNT Terry. Sorry, I apologize.
TMNT Terry. So,
but it's been fun because she views Snark as her dad and Dante as her uncle, and so we've gotten to play with some of these ideas of parenthood in the show, which is great because, you know, the characters, Dante and Snark, are in their early 20s. They're like, I think Snark's 24, and I think Dante's 24 as well, 24, 25. But now they're parents, and so it's been sort of funny to have them play these parental roles. And Snark is very much the overprotective copter parent, and Dante is very much that kind of uncle that's like, yeah, yeah, go play in Jackson. That's cool, whatever.
Again, I identify with Dante so much.
Go fuck off. Scraping your zoo gets
you. You'll be all right. I hope Bryce doesn't listen to this episode.
Right. Rub a little dirt in it. You'll be all right.
Yeah, no, in fact, there's a...
Here's a penny. Go play in the light socket.
There's a weird noise in the alleyway, and Terry's like, can you go check it, Dante? And Dante's like, look, you're the one taking ninja classes. Why don't you go out there?
Take the gun. Oh, shit, leave the gun. He might get past you.
Exactly. So that's actually been kind of a fun sort of a fun, like, avenue we've not gotten to explore. Plus just the idea of this complete ineptitude of, you know, because I think, at least for us, you know, when my wife and I were getting ready to have our first child, there was this real sense of, oh, shit, I'm not a parent. But then you have the kid and you sort of like grow into being a parent, and maybe I'm not an outstanding parent, but I am have this sort of like guideline of, okay, I love
by,
these things.
By definition, I am a parent.
I have the qualifications of parenthood in that I have a child.
Exactly.
Hey, if nothing else, you're entertaining.
I want to live and prosper. But like, there was this kind of funny idea of what if all of a sudden, you know, you didn't have that gestation period, and all of a sudden there's this person that's now, you know, looking to you to give advice in life, and you really don't have it at all together. So what does that
Well, especially like? In Dante's so, case, when his life is just a shambles, and...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, well, and even Snark. I mean, Snark doesn't have it together either.
Oh, no.
I mean, sure, he's got an award and he's been
popularity
featured.
Yeah, but shit, but...
Modeling career says, for Comic-Cons.
All that says is that he's got an ego, nothing else.
That's fair. That's fair.
And ego does not equate parenting.
No.
But I think Snark genuinely is trying to do a good job with her. Like I said, I think he kind of is really nervous and cares for her and views that as his responsibility. So
it is awesome to talk to you guys and see how these characters have grown and essentially what you have in store for them in the future. But I think we need to hear from the characters themselves.
Sure. who do you want to chat with?
Well, we've got to talk to the mains. We've got to talk to Dante and Snark. But you know what? I would like to talk to Terry. And hear what she has
to
say about her dad.
I told you guys they'd want to talk to me. I don't know why you thought they wouldn't.
Terry, we let you come, didn't we? So we were expecting it.
I mean, I do have a beauty vlog I need to film today, guys. So if we could, like, you know, pick it up, that'd be great.
My apologies.
She just thinks he's the center of the universe.
I mean, I'm a teenager. Of course I think that.
Obviously.
So,
well, Snark, don't you think maybe you've influenced her to feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit, but I've also discouraged her from being able to have
some sense of autonomy in the online world so that she doesn't hurt herself?
Can you guys hear what I'm dealing with? I don't even know what he just said. It's not.
She wanted to set up her own YouTube channel, and I was like, no way, dude. There are, like, creeper dudes out there, and they're going to be doing weird stuff with your videos that you can't see.
Yeah,
and
Dad,
I'm not
the
having
funny
it.
Thing about that, Dad, is I actually already sent one up, so...
Wait, you set one up already?
Of course I did. I mean, come on. I'm not, like, two.
See, do you see what I'm dealing with?
All you need is, like, a Gmail account, and then you can set up your YouTube channel. It's fine. It's not that hard to be a YouTuber, guys. It's not that hard.
Snark. Hold on. We got to get the important question out first. Terry, how many subs do you have currently?
Oh, my God.
I'd say maybe about 30,000, 40,000.
Jeez, are you shitting me?
Well, if she's associated with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this shouldn't be a surprise to you,
hey,
Dante.
Hey, Terry. Do you want to let your cool hip uncle on your show?
Don't make this about you, Dante.
That's funny, Uncle Dante. You're cute.
I could totally do cute things on your YouTube channel. Like, we could talk about how to do makeup for the zombie apocalypse. That would be like, you know.
Are you sure you want to follow through with that invitation?
Don't want him to.
Like, the best places to find makeup after the apocalypse, or how to make your own, maybe?
You know, I'm going to interject here on Dante's behalf, because that's not a terrible idea.
Hey, urban camouflage is very important.
Exactly. Well, and what better way than to make yourself up?
That's how PETA survived. Makeup.
See?
That's right. He was a cake decorator, and he brought some icing with him to the thing, right?
So how about this, Uncle Dante? I'll come on your show, but you're not coming on my show.
No. See, here's the thing, Terry. The algorithm would want me on your show, not vice versa. So
the algorithm seemed to like my channel just fine, so I'm good.
Look, I bring in a valuable demographic, Terry. The demographic of 20-something-year-old men.
Uh-huh. I don't know that. I don't think Dad wants that demo on my channel.
Pretty sure there's 20-something-year-old men there already.
That's a good point, Danny.
Look, all I'm saying is that group, Snark, they'll stay on that channel for at least a couple minutes. And
Uncle Dante, I have a deal. How about this? You order me a second set of sides for my ninjutsu classes, and we can talk.
All right, deal. I will get on the horn right now with Amazon and order you some sides.
Well, wait a minute.
Who orders stuff by phone anymore? Geez, Uncle Dante.
I feel like those of you who are getting free sets of ninjutsu weapons should maybe be a little politer to people who are getting them.
Maybe Dante. The people who are getting followers from my 30,000 subscribers should be nicer to me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Dante, should you really be ordering usable weapons from Amazon? That doesn't seem like a great, reputable retailer.
Plus, I think the NSA tracks that sort of thing.
I feel like they're not going to send it to you.
Oh, yeah. They tagged you with interaction with the dark web that one time.
Yeah, the Golden Girls.
There's that.
There's the dark web that Snark went to.
That was a joint operation.
This just became family counseling.
So, Terry.
This is what you asked for. You wanted the family.
I'm so glad we're all considered a family.
Snark just turned Twitter to dark mode. That's not the same as dark web.
Oh, no, he went to the dark web. He was trying to buy an AK-47 Soviet assault rifle.
Yeah, I may have gone there.
That's a legitimate thing.
You never know when you'll need that. Right.
They come in so handy.
I may have done that.
Maybe. I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
And then he tried to convince me that it was his daughter that was on the dark web. You remember that one, Snark?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he tried to pin that on me.
Uh-huh. I believe there was language about her being a minor and so not subject to the same time in prison as you.
Well, look, man, I'm just saying that, you know, ninjutsu and being a weapon distributor might go kind of hand in hand, you know?
Oh my gosh.
That's why I figured it would be easy to write it off on a ninja.
You see what I'm dealing with here? They're trying to get me in prison. They're trying to get me killed. I'm just
a teenager,
for Pete's sake, honestly.
The shame and scandal of it all.
Right?
She's a trained professional, okay? I think she can handle herself.
Thanks, Dad.
Let's find the biggest, baddest puppet and kick their ass.
Yep.
I mean, that is good recommendation for prison. You know, you find the biggest person and then you shank them.
That's cute, Dante. I don't think you have a chance, bro.
Snark, let me ask you, as a father, not only are you dealing with Terry being influenced by her uncle, and let's say he has questionable morals.
Hey!
But all the other characters in your life, I mean, all those people are influencing your daughter. How do you handle that?
Well.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Like a champ.
Burn.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say that I've done it for myself, but I suppose you'd have to develop a set of principles that you want to instill in the people that you love. And so you just got to practice them every day so that they see them and maybe they'll do them in their lives. And
do you find that
all you can do is hope that you have the greatest influence over their lives?
Do you feel that Terry follows your parental advice more often than, say, Uncle Dante's or Phil or Cleo?
No, probably not. But as long as my voice is in her head in some capacity, that's all I can ask for.
Who do you think the worst influence on Terry is right now?
Oh, Dante, definitely. Hey,
not even a pause.
No pause. Right into it.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Was prepared for that.
I learned the best swear words from him.
Nice. That is important information that will last you the rest of your life.
All right, let me just. Hey, Terry. Terry.
What?
If there is a bully in the schoolyard and they start picking on you, do you know how to defend yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's thanks to the ninja classes that your good old Uncle Dante has taught you. Terry, when the zombie apocalypse happens and you have to field strip a gun and clean it and put it back together, can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who taught you how to do that?
Dad.
No. Your dad taught you how to almost shoot yourself in the testicle with a gun and cleaning it. That's what Snark taught you.
Well, but, I guess it's a good thing she doesn't have them.
Don't talk about that.
I'm fairly certain I don't have any of those, Uncle Dante. That was you shooting yourself in the testicle.
Let me ask Terry this. What is the greatest lesson you learned from your father, and what is the greatest lesson you've learned from your uncle? And on the other side of that, what is the worst advice given by each?
I would say from Dad, probably to choose the best snack cakes.
Very good advice.
Good advice.
Yeah,
good advice.
I thought it was good advice. From Uncle Dante, I probably learned persistence. I mean, you got to be pretty persistent to keep going with, you know, not as many subs and a girl that you want. You can't get.
Wow!
Fucking low shots.
She builds him up by throwing him under the bus,
just right up under that fucker with a broken bottle right behind.
Okay,
him.
So what's the worst advice given by both?
Well, I mean, I find it useful in general, but probably what would be viewed as not great is the vocabulary that I've learned from Uncle Dante, for sure. And probably from Dad? See, that's a hard one, because I think that all the chaotic things he teaches me are kind of useful. That's the thing he does, so, yeah.
So an ego.
I'll go
gotcha.
With that.
She reinforced my kind of self-deprecating sarcastic comment. That's what family's for.
She learned
Love
from
you,
the
Dad.
Best. Wow.
So, Snark, let me ask, how are things going with Penny?
Oh, man. Like I said, it's this love-hate relationship type thing where you just, like, you get together because of the energy you get when you hate each other and... I don't know, it just kind of spirals out of control, and then we end up...
I mean,
up...
it's it's funny you should say that, because in his diary he has his her name written like over and over again with little like hearts around it and stuff. So I think he might be a little more invested in it than
serial killer worthy.
Did you even open the
I like it.
Clock I put on my diary.
He is a monster.
He is a monster.
I'm a ninja. How do you think I did?
Shadow text.
With my ninjutsu.
You were supposed to be on my side.
Oh, my lovey dad.
Taking sides.
Nerd alert.
I was going to say serial killer alert, but you know, that's
yeah,
okay too.
You know, it can go either way.
It could. You know, there's a fine line.
And right now he's just riding that line.
Between right. Nerdy and psychopath.
That's right.
It's very fine.
So far,
I think Dante's pushing a little hard on the other, but you know.
So far as we know, he hasn't collected any of her hair, stolen any of her shoes.
Snark.
No comment.
After shoes.
Her shoes.
Followed up by, where the fuck is my left shoe?
Actually, we did do, there was an episode about us stealing expensive lotion from her.
Oh, don't, so. No.
Lotion.
Starting to veer off.
Yeah, you're starting to make that turn.
There had been signs, you know.
Yep, forgot all about that one. She was not happy.
It's a perfectly acceptable crush, okay? Just don't try and blow it up bigger than it is.
No, I think we need to explore this crush a little more.
Explore.
I think it's a great way to give Sam a chance. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she can just slide right in there.
Rebound.
She loves him furry.
Wait, whoa, what are we implying here? I think we crossed the line somewhere.
Yeah, back when we started the episode.
Sam?
There are no lines.
Thank you.
I have no rules.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It feels like Snark is stalking Penny,
and
while
Sam
is stalking Snark.
Ooh, this is a love triangle to be beat right here. Just saying.
I would watch this show.
God, this is hot.
Oh, boy.
Awkward. The term was awkward.
Awkward, yes. I think you got to add a little extra phlegm to that, too. You got awkward.
I thought you were just doing, like, breathy, and it was kind of creeping me out and turning me on all at the same time.
You know I know how you like it.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Can you stop rubbing my leg when you say it?
That's the only way he can get that whispery stuff.
He's got to be touching my leg.
It's got to be my kink, bro. I'm just saying. You know, I just
don't
found it today.
Shame.
Don't kink shame me. It is my kink. So yeah, there's that.
So everyone seems spent now.
Just everyone has met with absolute not sure where the fuck to go from here.
I know the whole Snark Penny thing. It just
it's like, yeah, we kind of drove that fucker right off the ravine, but
yeah.
You know, on the way down, we kept screaming O'Doyle rules. So yeah.
I didn't mean to throw him under the bus. I thought it was just like a legitimate thing, but I didn't realize there was like stalking involved.
Dude, seriously,
that's not stuff you see.
Penny,
on
the call the cops.
Restraining order.
I am not crazy. Okay.
Sure.
Well, I want to thank all you guys for coming on the show once again.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you guys at Rose City Comic Con.
Woot woot.
It's going to be like a reunion.
It is.
I'm
well,
excited.
Minus Sam and Bryce, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Someday.
Someday.
Sadness.
Seriously.
Actually, was
someday.
It last week Sam told us that she almost canceled her vacation? Because her boyfriend said that they should come out here.
I heard it. It's
I
recorded.
It, yeah, I believe it is recorded.
Sam, you
yeah,
got a less than a couple of
me
weeks.
If I canceled our vacation to go there,
nah.
He's giving me a look like, yeah, I would kill you.
No.
All I'm saying is, look, you could. Where are you? Where's your vacation going to be?
On a Disney cruise in the Bahamas.
Or
that is a little different.
Or you could go to Portland and come to Comic-Con.
Yeah, and hang out with
exactly.
Guys who plays with puppets and, you know, us.
Right.
How do I choose?
I don't think there's a choice. I think right? it's clear what you should do.
Obviously.
Take the cruise.
Take the cruise.
Yeah, take
take the cruise.
Take the fucking cruise.
Obviously, what you should do is come to Portland, take the cruise.
Take the cruise. And hang out with us and all of our fun beyond
the
boat.
Go to the Bahamas. And, I mean, you know, really, I think you'll be a lot happier if you come to Portland. No, you won't.
No, you won't. And bask in the aroma that is Comic-Con's nerd sweatster on the boat.
Yeah, that is a thing. There is the
con funk. How about this? I will go on the cruise, and I will send you guys tons of nude photos. I mean, photos.
Yes!
Don't play with my emotions, Sam.
Like
book market!
Snapchat at some point.
Yes.
It'll be like I'm there.
When are you going on this cruise?
October.
October. Okay. Well, see, look, Comic-Con is in September.
Yeah, you got
and it's
2 weeks.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Look, that flight, it works in your favor when you're flying out to us because you're gaining hours.
See.
So if you left there at like 6 a.m, you would be here by 11.
And they don't even open on Friday until like. Two or three, didn't they?
You know, right. Sam, makes such a great point. Don't do it. I think...
You could do both is all I'm saying. I'm saying you would just need a one day off from work. You could fly out and then fly back on Sunday.
And you hate your job anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck them. Call it, I'm sick.
Trying so hard. Good God. We have a whole audience of people that are going to be there.
I haven't met.
Yeah, but Samantha
won't be.
Quit
guilting the woman.
We can pull out the crocodile tears. So I've never got to meet Sam in person.
Right?
And she's better off for it.
Yeah, she is.
Aww.
Wow.
That hurts.
I feel your pain, Dante. I feel your pain, buddy.
See, I think Dante just wants her here so he can hit on her.
That's okay, too.
I mean, that's possible. Anything's possible.
He's been striking out a lot lately.
Samantha, how do you feel about felt?
I mean, you know, I like it between my fingers.
Yes!
Oh,
shit just got spicy up in this bitch.
Awkward.
And forget the awkward, that just got hot.
That was.
That's right.
Felt does get warm, so, you know.
Frictiony.
Keeps you toasty.
Yeah. We do keep the heat in, if you know what I'm saying.
It's a little swampy.
Yeah. So you can call when it's winter.
There you go. See, come on over. I got you covered.
Yes.
Like a
literally.
Very sexy blanket.
As the felt covered creature attempts to woo special level.
Snark for
beautiful.
The win.
Beautiful. Wild world of puppets. Here we go.
Slightly downwind from the failure, and you can smell the disappointment walking up with the poor creature.
Welcome to Wild Puppet Kingdom.
Yes!
Of Omaha.
Love it. Love it. Wow. See, I feel your pain, Dante. No.
Dante, I just want to know, did you see the knife Snark stuck in you, or
did it come from behind and just...
It's frequently fast and swift, and I don't know it's coming until I feel it lodged in my lung.
He's getting Julius Caesar'd on a regular basis.
I taught him some of my ninjutsu stuff.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly my mind just had Snark doing the crane from the Karate Kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He lacks the legs to do that, so.
It's a tragedy, really.
He just really needs the headband. That's all anyone needs.
Well, that's real.
Well, you know, the Muppets eventually got legs, so like there's hope for him, too.
Right? No shit. Serious. Wow.
Guys, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us again. Again, can't wait to see you at Comic-Con. We'll have you on. You guys are pretty much unofficially not another podcast members at this point.
Woo-hoo! Don't be
don't
so
get
happy.
Excited. Yeah. That just
tame those woos.
You gotta get excited about the little stuff. Come
you
on.
Know that's that right. Expectation bar. Just put it on the floor because it's not going to get
just
any
set
lower.
Set it down and walk away. It's okay.
Fair enough.
I was the one that knew about you guys.
I know!
Which,
and
seriously,
it's still fucking
still,
weird.
Blows me away to go to what is essentially my first Comic-Con and meet fans of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had any.
I'm not going to lie. I genuinely got on this show well aware that nobody was listening. So the fact that you came over to me when I was in line waiting for Linda Blair and were like, dude, I met fans. I was like, nuh-uh.
Well, I believe I said I met our only fan.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's it, guys. Next year we need a booth.
There you go.
We'll have one.
You can put her right next to ours.
Only if Sam shows the fuck up. Just
well, what's really funny, and I don't
that says our name on it, and no one can take it.
I don't know if I told anyone. I think I told you, Danny, but later that day, when I was leaving, my wife and I stopped to buy that book that you had recommended.
Oh yeah, Rejected Princesses.
Yes, and it turns out that guy and the guy in the booth next to him both were fans of the show.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I wish I should have told him that I was on the show because I talked to him earlier in the day.
So in one day, I met three whole fans.
Which is funny because he thought it was fucking adorable that I read one of those stories to my wife every night for, well, the entirety of the book. He thought it was adorable, and actually he had signed one of the original book jackets for Tough Mothers for us just because of that. It was like, fucking score. So yeah, if he'd have known I was a part of another podcast, I might have got some more shit out of him.
Well, you can try this year.
Notice right? The future reference.
Yes.
So Danny and I will be out on Saturday together, definitely.
Yes.
I might be out Friday. I don't know yet.
I'm going to be out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I'm planning to rock three different outfits. So.
Nice.
But I think we're going to try and get some interviews this year.
Aye.
Yes.
Sweet. So, and you guys are on the docket.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Well, and we're doing our con review as well, so we'd love to interview you guys.
Hell yeah.
Nah, you've done that.
Yeah.
But new costumes.
True. That's true. Well, I'm basically dusting off the one I did last year because honestly, cool. I love that outfit and it's super fun.
Oh,
fun.
Don't tell them about the new one though.
I ain't telling nobody about the new one.
That one's gonna be awesome.
But yeah, my plague doctor will be back this
year. I'm hoping to rock my All Things Z T-shirt.
Do it. That was a nice harmony.
I will, as soon as I get home, see what the deal is, because you should have received it by now.
Not a problem. I just like twisting that knife, snark, stabbing in you.
It's
turn it.
Just
slowly.
Yes.
And I'll just say it must be nice to, you know, potentially wear that T-shirt at Comic-Con because not everybody has one.
Well, maybe you can pick one up at the con.
Dirt. Yeah, just keep guilting him into it until eventually he's just like, just take the shirt off my back.
Look, he's going to make a puppet out of you.
I know. And I'm okay with that.
And what a great place to put that T-shirt.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay, we got to end this actual podcast. We will see you guys next week. Danny probably won't be here because he's got a thing.
Yeah.
But maybe Bryce will be. Maybe he won't be working.
Yeah, here's hoping you get Bryce and, you know, not me because, you know.
He's so much more entertaining.
Miles.
Is he?
No. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, he is. No, he's not.
So long as I don't have to compete against Big Jim, I actually think I do all right on this show. Just saying.
Well, let's face it. None of us can compete with Big Jim.
I'm just saying, without Big Jim as competition, I do okay.
But every time you and Big Jim get together, the show goes to shit.
It's not my fault. It's Jim's fault, and you know it.
Wow, I wonder if he saw the bus you threw him under.
Nope. Or the broken glass that I laid down in front of it. Yeah, no. Didn't see that shit coming at all.
Again, thank you guys. We will see you at Comic-Con, and for our listeners, we will talk to you next week. Bye. Yep.
Awesome. See you guys later. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.